the Brad Sesmat Show, broadcasting live.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome on in. We are in Las Vegas. We're at Pac-12 Football Media Day 2023. We have a lot of guests coming your way. Jaden Delore, the quarterback from the University of Arizona. He is under some orders to not speak on a legal matter right off the top. I've had a lot of people ask me about the legal situation. The U of A has been very adamant. Jaden is not able to speak about it, but got to have him on to talk about what we can. I'm being very transparent with you on that. We will have John Wilner. I saw John downstairs. Commissioner Kliakoff spoke earlier today and on media stuff. So we will have John on the conference expansion, also the conference media deal. John and I are going to pick apart what the commissioner had to say, because I think both of us had our eyebrows raised. Really interesting comments about what's going on with NIL out there. So we'll have that for you. Jordan Hamm is going to catch up with Jed Fish. We'll talk with Jordy here in a minute. Spurge is here. So Spurge is just over here working away, doing his thing. So we have a cavalcade of people up here, Jordan Spurgeon. What are you doing today here?
Right now we've got a little showception. You're watching the show while I'm uploading parts of it.
How awesome is that?
Bring everything awesome. So
awesome is that. What do you want to do today? You're all dressed up.
I
look like a slob. What is the deal?
Had to bring out the suits. I don't know. There's some pickleball going on.
Are you doing demo tape or what? Are you working on your demo tape today? Is that this is demo tape look? I think
no demo tape. I just like the suit.
Just
I want to play pickleball in it. Maybe there's some pickleball. Some things going on around here.
They have like pickleball, and they have what do they have? Foosball over there.
Foosball. There's some ping pong table. Those from a few years ago. If you've been around, did that with Chase Lucas.
There's a simulator. I see a dude on a simulator over there. And I think there's lots of things that you will dominate. Here's the thing.
That's
with Spurge. So Spurge, a couple of years ago, we go to L.A., and he's like, I'm going to play ping pong. Who'd you play?
Chase Lucas.
And you crushed him, didn't you? Or did he crush you?
I'll say I crushed him.
Yeah, that's good.
We were pretty evenly matched, but
he's no longer
I'll
there.
Say that.
So just say what you want. Heck, who's going to fact check it?
He's a lion now.
Yeah,
he's in a good place. We'll say that.
That's it. You don't want him to get back on you. So you're going to go play games with players.
Yeah.
You get to come to Vegas. Let's set the record here. So you get to come to Vegas. You get flown up, all expenses paid. One of the nicest flights you've ever been on. Comfort. Everything. You get a meal that's it's all right, and then you get to come up here to play ping pong. He gets paid to do this.
Living the dream, Brad.
You get paid. I'm trying to figure this out. There's free food behind us. There's like, can you zoom in on the free food that's behind us? No, we can't. It's too far away. So you're at one of the nicest places. This Resorts World's pretty nice.
It's nice here. I didn't realize there's two hotels inside here.
Three.
See, I can't even get it right. There's too much to keep track of.
There's three nice hotels. So who are you looking forward to playing pickleball against the most? I would have to think Caleb Williams. Heisman Trophy guy, the number one player in the upcoming draft, could be with the Cardinals. You're going to smoke him, right? You're going to crush him.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what you're supposed to say.
I play twice a week. I play twice a week pickleball with the roommates.
That's it.
So we
all
got
right.
it. Sometimes more than twice.
All right, get out of here for a second because I want to bring Jordy in. So, like I said, we have a cavalcade of people. Marley Thompson is here as well. She does our social media. She's going to come over in a second. But Jordan Hamm, the man, the myth, the legend, slide on in. You've been, how many of these have you been to?
This is my fourth, I think.
What do you think of this one?
I like it so far.
Because?
Different vibe than L.A. And I loved the L.A. ones, but I don't know. This is just cool vibe. They got a bunch of stuff planned out.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem thrown together, which, depending on the year, sometimes it kind of feels like that.
Hey, Spurge.
It's been good.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Put that down, because I want to show Jordy something that was thrown together. Put that down. Can you take the camera and point it at the name of our studio? So, the Pac-12... They sent me a note, and they get it wrong, and then I send them a note back, and they're so apologetic. So
I think
apologetic.
I think in the email it was different than that one, too.
Yeah,
I think
you're right.
I think it was three separate names.
You know what? It's really hard. It just must be really hard.
I don't know.
It's right here. It's not that hard, is it? It's okay. It's all right.
Seeing that almost is like the ocean to like here in the ocean now after eight years.
I know.
Do you work for the AIA?
Nope.
Yeah.
Throw any website. Who are you looking forward most to speaking to today, or have you already done it? Because you already talked to some people.
Talk to Jed. Talk to Traden Stukes, who I think has a really cool story. Was basically kind of just like a low man on the totem pole in U of A's recruiting class and has worked his way up. Okay. A Millennium guy, played under Coach Early. We love Coach Early.
When you say Millennium guy, some people are like, he's a millennial? No, Millennium High School.
Millennium High School, yeah. Out on the west side. Looking forward to talking to Bo Nix and Dan Lanin about the growth they have seen out of Kenny Dillingham. And it was only a year that they spent together at Oregon before he came to ASU, but Dan's known him a long time. They were, you know, low on the totem pole at ASU's coaching staff years and years ago. So
right.
What's that transformation look like? That's what I'm interested in seeing.
Are you going to play any pickleball, or are you not interested in that stuff?
I feel like I would hurt myself.
Yeah.
Spurge is young and spry. And
that'd be a back injury, torn calf muscle waiting to happen.
I'm just trying to fit in my Southwest flight seat and just not use too much Advil today.
Jordy had 4 wisdom teeth pulled two weeks ago.
It was July 5th.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Yeah, so he's playing hurt still a little bit. You don't look like a chipmunk.
When the Tylenol is flowing,
What was it you told me you took 250? How many?
240 milligrams a day of ibuprofen. Which was in the parameters they gave me, but then my toe started going numb.
Sure.
So I had to change that.
And I could have 10 Red Bulls, too. It's within the parameters. Doesn't mean it's good.
The guy was wearing scrubs who told me. I don't know if he was an oral surgeon now that I'm realizing.
Right.
Scrubs are easy to get, apparently.
Yeah, he's a toe doctor down the hall. He didn't know mouths.
Yeah.
So, all right, get out of here.
All right.
Marley Thompson is here as well. So Marley does our social media, and Marley came on our radar through Spurge. So I hold it against him that you're even with us.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
First time on camera, and I just get roasted.
That's it. What are you doing with all this stuff? I mean, what do you have here?
Let me just show you everything. I have a disposable, so I'm going to take a disposable of all
this
the players.
This is very old school. Wait, so if I did this?
Yes, wait. We got to wind it first.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Wow, this is when I was a kid. So does this go to like a photo mat? Do you pull up and drop this off?
I'm going to have to take it.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
That's going to be the best photo in there. I hope everyone knows.
No, wait. I'm going to take one of me.
Oh, okay. Oh.
No, I'm going to take one of them. How many are left in here? I'll take one of them.
That's basically what I've been doing. I've been walking up to people and just asking.
Do they think you're weird?
Probably.
Are they put off? What are you asking them?
Probably, yeah. And then I have a mini mic asking some questions.
What is this?
It's a mini mic.
What is... Come on.
It's my size. Fun size.
I can say a whole lot of things about this. I can't even hold it right. I look like I'm giving the camera the finger.
It looks very big in a lot of these athletes' hands, but it's perfect size for me.
So what do you do? Like, you put me on, do something with me really quick on this, because I want to know. You haven't done this, so I hold this, right? Is that what you do?
You hold the most?
Okay.
Let me see.
This is what you do at Pac-12 Football Media Day when you have guests that aren't here right now, but they're coming. So it's just going to be a cavalcade of people that you're going to see on this stream. Some are going to be really interesting. Some of it will be like this, which is just total chaos. We don't have it scripted. I hate scripted. That's the way. What do you want?
Brad,
what do you want to know? Yeah?
Let me know.
All right,
what do you think is the biggest animal you could take in a fight?
So I worked with elephants as a kid. Take them down in a punch. Not a problem.
Oh. I was not expecting that. We had someone say a deer.
Yeah?
You think you could take a deer? Maybe
no.
A few? A herd?
A herd. No, it's not a herd of deer. It's a... What is it?
A flock?
No, that's seagulls. And I ran. I ran so far away. Yeah, that's a flock. No, it's not a herd of
what
deer.
What is a group of deer called?
What is a group of deer called? This is where the show has gone.
A herd.
Today.
It's a herd.
It's a herd. All right.
It's a herd. Yeah.
It's a herd.
Thank you.
We're just being sure.
Thank you. I might do social media, but I kind of know a few things.
All right. What else? You're really asking players this.
Yes.
You're asking
of
Caleb
course.
Williams this stuff.
Oh, 100%.
That's awesome.
100%. What is one thing that you enjoy now that maybe people would be like, oh, you're too old for that?
Sex.
And I think we're done with the interview now.
All right. So there you go.
It's actually a bevy of deer.
It's a bevy of deer. All right. So
we're not on the deer anymore, okay?
Well, I might be. I might be on the deer, but that's just me. All right, that's the stream show. That's Marley. She has social
media.
We love
social media.
This is too easy. Boom! All right, and now for this message.
He's going to go at the very end.
We're going to come back with players here at Pac-12 Football Media Day. You can follow Marley's stuff on social media and, of course, on sports360az.com. Marley Thompson. Marley Zano, right?
Marley Zana.
Sorry. Got to get it right.
Yeah.
Jordan Hamm, of course, is here, and Jordan Spurgeon. The gang is all here cracking it up at the Resorts World Pac-12 Football Media Day. Back with more after this timeout. All right, so there's been a lot of fans that have asked about Jaden DeLora. We cannot talk about the legal situation. The U of A sent me a release yesterday saying don't ask any questions. I wasn't planning on it. Jaden can't talk about it. But for all of you, and there's been a lot of you that have asked, we can't discuss it. We'll get that out of the way right off the top. What have you done in this off season that makes you better than a year ago today?
I would say building relationships with everybody on the team, you know, not just the players that are playing in the games, but you know, some of the guys that are not even on the travel team. Mm-hmm. Just building those kind of relationships off the field, kind of having more team bonding things. You know, I think we have something to where we're going paintballing pretty soon with the team. So
are you any good at it?
Paintballing?
Yeah.
Oh, I can shoot.
Oh, you can shoot.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can throw. You can throw. So
I don't
you can
miss.
Shoot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Is there somebody on your team that you want to take out?
Huh? Ooh. Jacob Manu.
Yeah.
Jacob Manu.
Because?
Because now we're just, you know, I feel like we're kind of the same person. We're really, what is the word? Competitive.
Okay.
Competitive.
Yeah.
Jacob Manu. I'm going for Jacob Manu.
Chest, eyes.
Oh, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And
multiples.
My team, I will have Noah Fifito right next to me.
Who do you have to have on your team?
Ooh.
Like, if you have a first-round pick, I have to have him.
Oh, okay. You're making it tough now. First-round pick. I need Seth McKellar.
Because? Yeah.
That's the man
who
you need. That's the man you need when it comes to shooting.
He's got your back.
Yeah, he got us. That's my first pick, Seth McKellar.
If we're talking about you as a football player, quarterback in a conference that there's all these guys, I just came from downstairs, and they're talking about the endless list of players, and Jaden DeLora is not till later in the list. Does that do anything for you, Jaden?
You know, being in the Pac-12 for kind of 4 years, I've kind of used to it already, you know, just not really getting the respect that, you know, that I believe that, you know, I'd put in enough work to be recognized, you know, from leading the Pac-12 and when my last year at Wazoo in passing yards and touchdowns to not even making honorable mention, I feel like, you know, so that kind of was a shocker. Nobody had a completion percentage, yards, or touchdowns more than me that year, and I didn't even make honorable
mention. Freshman of the year?
Freshman of the year. And I felt like, you know, it's just something that I've got to deal with, I've dealt with my whole life, so.
I mean, you're mentioned in the same breath, but it's the later in the breath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It goes Caleb and then Bo and then down the list and then it's like, and Jaden DeLora. So to
and
get
then,
to that.
For them is, you know, they've won a lot of games. Caleb's won games.
Yeah.
Bo's won games at Oregon, you know, so that's a credit to them and their
rising
hard work. You know what I mean? And Cam's got two Pac-12 championships.
Yeah.
Like, that's just their hard work. They're winning, you know? Nobody talks about the loser in the NBA Finals. Like, nobody remembers who's losing in the NBA Finals, but they're going to remember the champion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, nobody's going to talk about the quarterback that led a 5-7 team, you know? Yeah, it led the nation in passing in certain statistics. We've had an offense that really upgraded from the season before, but again, we're 5-7, so that really didn't matter.
But you know what? And I'll get yelled at by this from some U of A people. because they're going to say, are you kidding me? The program was one of the worst in the nation before you got there, before mm-hmm. Jed got there.
Yes.
And you can make the argument they had bottomed out. So when you go to five, mm-hmm. and if you take another step forward this year, as I think you're going to do.
Yes.
You're in a space where you're in a turnaround program. Mm-hmm. You're the guy that turned things around, or not just the mm-hmm. guy.
Yes.
But you know mm-hmm. what I mean by that?
And that was kind of the whole reason why I chose to come to Arizona, because I believed in Coach Vish's vision. Yeah. And I truly wanted to be a part of that team that really helped Arizona get back onto the map. And I feel like we're going in the right step. And now we really got to just take that next step to be considered one of the top teams in the Pac-12 again. So.
Where are you at on NIL?
NIL.
Everybody's in NIL. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about it downstairs, upstairs, nationally. Mm-hmm. Jaden DeLora, where's NIL at for you?
So how Coach Fish is probably, I think he's the lowest paid Pac-12 head coach right now. I am nowhere close to anybody else in the Pac-12, and I truly believe that. You know, NIL, I'll get enough to where I'm not living just by a stipend check. You know, when I was at Washington State, that was before I got any NIL, and I would pay rent, and then there would be some times where I'm living 2 weeks with $50 in my bank account, you know, and I kind of would try not to ask my parents for any money because, you know, they really didn't have any money too now. So when I get my NIL money, I try to send as much as I can back home, you know. And my brother is going to college now at Southern Oregon, and he leaves soon. So I told him if he ever needs anything, I'll get it for him. Don't ask my mom and dad. So,
mm-hmm. How many NIL deals do you have?
I would say I have the one with Jim Click. Yeah. Me and T-Mac got that.
You
car.
Can throw them out here, man. I'm giving you like,
yeah.
Throw Jim them Click, out there. What are you driving?
Oh, nothing crazy, though. I got a Dodge Challenger.
Yeah, it's fine.
V6. I just needed a car just to get me around because I was riding a one wheel when I first got to Arizona all the way up until, like, September. And I remember Coach Cecil was like, you need to get off of that. You're going to get hurt. I'm like, Coach, I can't get around. You know, I live 10 minutes away, 15-minute walk. And, you know, and then they helped me out get a car, so... I'm trying to get me a food deal though. So
a food deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care. I just
EG's,
I love
EG's
eat.
Is pretty good.
I love. I never had EG's.
You haven't had.
I've
oh
never
my
had
gosh.
EG's.
You never had EG's.
No.
Wow. It's a.
What should I get? I know Jordan Morgan just got an EG's NIL deal.
Jordan Morgan got
Jordan
EG's,
Morgan so, has
but, and you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah I'd yeah, say you need to get that straightened out. Give me a player that nobody's talking about in media that you're looking at saying, Brad, this guy, this year. And it doesn't have to be, it could be a third string guy. So, it's somebody you're just looking at saying, this dude needs to get some attention because he has gotten to the next level. Who is that guy? Or about ready to get to the next level?
I can go offense and defense.
Anywhere you want. You can go kickers, specialists, I don't care. As the quarterback, you know, you could take this and say, well, I'm going to give a pat on the back to this guy or that guy. I'm just looking for somebody like, I don't know why nobody's writing about him or talking mm-hmm. about him, and I wish they would.
I would say, ew, that's hard. We have a lot of guys that
you
don't really get mentioned. We got Wo-Wo, left guard. I don't think he's ever written in an article. I would say... From Dan Haimuli doesn't get enough credit. He's an amazing player at linebacker. I'd say Jeremy Mercer. He's a walk-on right now, but you know this offseason he really got his body right, and I feel like he should see the field like this upcoming season, and that's the name to watch out for. Isaiah Taylor, he's working hard, filling in the shoes at free safety. Isaiah Dalton, they've been waiting their time. So there's a lot of guys on the team right now.
All right.
And then,
let me ask you this. For you this year, you rattled off some numbers earlier.
Yes.
You know them. I can tell. Mm-hmm. What are the numbers you have to hit this year?
On a personal standpoint, or like, what do you mean?
If you hit your numbers personally, the mm-hmm. numbers are going to look like this for the team.
Mm-hmm.
If Jaden okay. DeLora,
if we really want a winning season,
yeah,
I feel like we got to go for over 30 plus passing touchdowns.
Okay,
keep the turnovers under five.
Okay,
interceptions under five.
Okay,
and try to go 100% in the red zone. I feel like if we go 100% in the red zone, we're winning.
But everybody can say that.
Yeah. And I feel like we will, because we really focused on...
But if you go 80%, are you saying you're not going to win?
Well, I know our percentage was around there last year.
Yeah.
I think so. We just went empty on a couple of possessions, and we need
you
to...
You had some gut losses last year.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some tough ones. We had some tough ones. But, you know, that's... Those games came down to not scoring in the red zone. Like, versus USC, we didn't score in the red zone, I think, three times.
Yeah.
You know, versus Utah, we scored once in the red zone. And then versus UW, we had the fumble that was kind of a call that was a little iffy, and they didn't get the first down, but we were in the red zone. What other games?
No, that's good. That's good. Mm. I'm going to let you go because you have other things to do. It's good to finally sit with you and talk.
Uh-huh.
It's good to finally have you on the show and visit.
Mm.
I'm sure there's some things you would like to say and you can't, as I alluded to off the top.
Yes,
and
sir.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But fans are asking, so
yes,
right
sir.
Off the top, we got out of the way. I appreciate you coming
I appreciate
by.
You. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jaden.
Thank you.
Sports 360 AZ here at Pac-12 Football Media Day, joined by Arizona head coach Jed Fish. And coach, year three now, heading into it. Past 2 years, what have been the biggest takeaways? I know you've been working to be a head coach for so long. Now that you've been it for a couple years, what's been the biggest takeaways, the biggest surprises of these first 2 years?
Well, I would say it's the constant unknown is the biggest takeaway, that every day is another new day, and there's another opportunity to find a way to help build this program and build a culture the way we want it. It's been a blast every day trying to figure out ways to get 110 boys to row in the same direction and to get them better every day in life, get them better on the field, and get them better in the classroom. It's been a blast and trying to get our culture the way we want it. And we talk now a lot about earning it. You got to earn the right now. People start talking about you a little bit different than they did 2 years ago. Now we got to earn that.
Mm-hmm. Those expectations are now higher. You saw that big jump this past year. How do you take that next step now in year three?
Well, we got to keep making jumps. Our players have to keep getting better, and we keep challenging them every day. You know, every day I remind them, you know, you have to outwork everyone. Everyone says the same thing. There's no one that doesn't say we had a great summer. There's no one that doesn't say, hey, we're killing it in the weight room. There's no one that doesn't say, hey, work hard, go get treatment, you know, eat right. Like, that's an international at this point, and certainly national. So what are you going to do different? Are you actually going to do it? And that's the real key for our team. Our team is, are you ready to really take this personal? We've talked about being it's personal now for 3 years. Are you ready to take it personal? Every win, every game, every day, are you committing to make it personal? And I think if we are, we have a chance to have our best year that we've had in a long time at Arizona.
What is a full offseason for Tetteroa McMillan? What does that do for his game here now in year two?
I think he'll be the best wide receiver in the country. He's elite. He's special. He is 16 pounds heavier than he was when he walked in the door. He's faster. He's stronger. Smarter. He understands football better. Him and Jacob Cowling are the best 1-2 punch in the country. And I think that's going to get proven this year. I thought they were the best 1-2 last year, and I think they're going to be the best 1-2 this year for sure.
Keeping Jacob for another year, I know there was a lot of conversation of him going to the draft, now coming back. What are you focusing on in his game to make sure he is that fully polished NFL prospect?
Well, I made a deal with him. I said, if you come back, everything that I'm going to do for you or try to do for you is going to be keeping in mind how we can improve your draft status. Every single day that we challenge you, we're not challenging you for Arizona football. We're challenging you to be a first-round pick. We know, in turn, if you're a first-round pick, that means Arizona football has benefited, right? So with Jacob, everything in the weight room, everything in the meal room, everything in the meeting room is where Jacob needed to continue to grow and improve. And now he's going to walk away here with a degree from the University of Arizona come December. He's going to walk away here with, I hope, 100 catches this season after 85 last year. And as long as we keep him healthy for all, hopefully 13 or 14 games, we're going to see an elite player in Jacob Cowing.
Defensively, brought in a couple big transfers. Justin Flo. You see the video of him, videos of him in the weight room, the energy he brings. But what can he bring to the middle of that defense for you?
Yeah, the between him and Coach Nansen, I don't know if there's any more energy available in the building. It's his ability to run and hit, and his ability to bring explosiveness every day when he's on the field in pads is an elite trait of his. So when you add that with Jacob Manu, and then you add the big, the Tyler Manoas and the Bill Nortons, the Tia Saveas, the COs, you know, the guys that we brought in on the interior D-line, that's what's going to enable the ball to be pushed outside a little bit, and that's where I think Justin's going to really shine.
In the spring, you mentioned how you always referenced with Bill Norton, hey, is this how Georgia does it? Is this how these elite programs do it? Are you starting to see that transformation start to happen of U of A taking those sorts of steps, getting closer, and, you know, Bill being one of those kind of key points of that?
Yeah, I think what we're trying to do is, in so many different ways, we're trying to be like Georgia, right? Or be like Utah, or be like, you know, the Patriots or whomever it is, right? Which is, can you do things right every day? Can you have a mentality of working hard every day? Not only when you feel good, not only when you want to, but are you willing to every day show up and work? Can you commit to being a better teammate? Can you get to know your teammates better? You know, Georgia does what they call, you know, skull sessions. We do what we call mind time. And that's really digging deep in our players' brains and seeing how can we help you become a better person? How can we help build your team up? And how can we make us the best teammates we can possibly be? I think if you play for your team, we're going to win.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, Coach. Well, thank you for the time and good luck this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, back here at Pac-12 Football Media Day in Las Vegas, and the one and only John Wilner is coming in because this is how it works. John is working everything, and he just dives in after being around the conference this morning, the big press conference that we were all anticipating. How would you sum it up in a word, John?
Well, more than one word, but it could have gone worse for the Pac-12, I thought. You know, I thought the commissioner did a pretty good job of answering questions with enough detail to kind of keep the wolves at bay in some regards, right?
Agree.
I don't think that, you know, that's certainly the number one issue here, but I don't know that it's necessarily swallowing. I think he did enough to prevent it from swallowing everything else and keeping some of the focus still on football.
Well, because there's so many quarterbacks, I think the league,
yes,
behind the scenes has said, we're going to make sure we emphasize quarterbacks. And the commissioner is saying, we want to talk about football. That wasn't happening early today with him.
No, it wasn't. And the thing is, they've got that great quarterback lineage. You saw the opening video montage. I mean, they got Elway, and they got Mariota, and all those guys. And
Carson Palmer,
yeah. And Herbert, and Goff, and Luck. And so the fact that they can kind of mesh the past with the present, I think, gives them a pretty good talking point, pretty good narrative that's football-centric.
Okay, so for fans today that wanted conversation about conference realignment, expansion, detraction, contraction, and a media deal, they didn't get it today. The next question is, when?
Well, the commissioner said the near, quote-unquote, near future. I'm taking that to mean before the season. I cannot imagine, and I've been wrong before, but I cannot imagine that they're going to let this thing drag into the football season that everybody is looking forward to. It would detract from the teams, the coaches, the players to such an incredible extent. I have to believe they're going to get this deal done in the next, what does that mean, 5 weeks? Five, 6 weeks? Mm-hmm. Got it. I would bet heavily on that.
John Wilner, Wilner Hotline. He is with us every week on sports360az.com. His content's already up. His reaction to the column here in Las Vegas today. We both sat in on George Klikoff, the commissioner of the Pac-12 conference. I think he had a point when he said, I'm paraphrasing, that we've waited and things have changed.
Yes.
And there's some opportunities now that weren't there, John. I think that they should be given a little bit of credit, or is it dumb luck?
Well, no, actually, I think that was part of his strategy. It was just a risky strategy, right? I mean, the economic downturn that caused all those layoffs and cost cuts at major media companies in the late fall, winter, they're kind of pulling out of that. And I get the distinct sense that there's some companies that are now interested in the Pac-12 media deal that weren't interested 6 months ago. And I think that was part of his strategy all along. Except it was risky because you could have schools just get frustrated and leave, right? So it was a big roll of the dice. And at this point, it seems like he's got a chance of winning his bet, because the prospects are improving for not only the dollars involved, but I think the networks involved, because exposure is a big part of this.
Where did he miss it today? Where were you sitting there saying, no, that's not right?
Well, certainly he kind of set it up like the plan all along was we don't want to talk about the media deal. We want to talk about football. And he kind of made it seem like they had done a media deal, like they could have gotten it completed by now if they had wanted, and they chose instead to focus on football. And I don't really think he meant that, and I don't think it's the case.
There were some questions about that.
Yeah.
So the people weren't in the – you and I were both there. There were some people – one reporter in particular, it's like, you have a media deal done, it sounds like.
It sounds like you got a media deal. And he goes, no, I wouldn't read too much into that. So he, you know, that was one of those cases where he probably wasn't as precise with his language as he would have liked. And that kind of thing happens when you're up in front of media and doing a Q&A session. But otherwise, I think he did a pretty good job. And he got off the podium without getting feisty like he did last year with about the Big 12 stuff. And it was a very matter-of-fact approach, which is what they needed from him this year, given the circumstances.
You're going to talk to him later today. Can you give me an idea of what it is you want to hear from him, or what you're going to ask him? Can you give the fans that, or is this is Reporter 101, Brad? I'm not telling you what I'm going to ask him.
Some of it's Reporter 101. I'm going to talk to him about a series of topics that I hope to be able to report on over the next month or so.
Which will show up on the website.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I certainly want to ask, you know, there's a puzzle out there for everybody right now, and it's, how does the playoff impact the scheduling, and how does the scheduling philosophy impact whether the Pac-12 plays 8 conference games or 9 conference games, whether they play 10 conference games, whether the schools are going to still be able to schedule the LSUs and the Ohio States and the Michigans, right? We saw a couple months ago Ohio State backed out of their deal with Washington. Is that going to happen more frequently because of the playoff? I want to try to get a sense for the big picture, because scheduling is such a huge deal for the schools and the campuses and the conference.
Yeah, we love Utah, Florida. I mean, we love looking
Utah,
ahead
Florida.
At that. Arizona State is going to play a game. It won't be a marquee game, but they're going to play Oklahoma State. We like seeing those games.
And ASU's got some marquee games with home and home series down the road in the second half of the decade. But are the Ohio State backed out of the Washington series because they didn't want to make multiple trips to the West Coast, since they're going to have to play USC and UCLA in a conference game? Are we going to see other schools in the SEC and Big Ten start canceling games that they've got scheduled with the Pac-12 because they don't want multiple trips out west?
Before I get you out of here, one of my takeaways from today is USC, UCLA are leaving. There's no mention of it.
No mention.
There's no animosity. I'm expecting highlight videos with no USC and UCLA. They're spring. Everybody's playing nice in the sandbox on that one.
They are. We'll see what happens during the season, right?
Yeah.
But I think the conference's approach is, look, we got to treat the athletes right, because it's not the athletes' fault that those schools are leaving. They had nothing to do with it. And the right thing to do for the kids is to promote those schools the way we would under other circumstances if they were staying in the league. Now, we'll see what happens with the fans, right? I mean, we already saw in the Big 12 last year, you know, Texas and Oklahoma getting a lot of heat. We'll see what happens this last fall. But certainly the conference is kind of taking the high road, and I think that's the right road.
Okay, and then NIL was addressed today, and pretty dark comments, I thought, from the commissioner about the potential if some things don't go right on NIL. Did you read it the same way?
I did. I think that everybody in college athletics is hopeful that Congress will step in and create some kind of federal standard, because right now you got NIL, you got 50 different states and you got 50 different laws, and it's impossible for the NCAA to manage. And it has turned everything that happened under the table is happening over the table, but it's really kind of under the table stuff,
right?
You know? So the Pac-12 is in no different position in that regard than the SEC or the Big Ten. Everybody wants some kind of federal legislation. Specific schools in the Pac-12 are at a greater disadvantage than other schools because of, you know, the wealth of your donor base and the passion of your donor base. That is dictating which schools have the most NIL money. Some schools in the Pac-12 better fit that than others.
Yep.
But if they can get Congress to step in here, then that'll solve a lot of problems.
Get out of here. Go do your thing. Appreciate you coming by.
Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
There's John Wilner. He's going to get out. That's the way it goes here at Media Day. And we're back with more in Las Vegas after this timeout.